A Sonic Portrait of Ghanaian Master Drummer Bernard Woma.
In our culture and in our tradition, musicians are perceived to be born.
To be born.
To be born.
To be born. To be born.
If you are born a musician, you will grow up to be a musician, because it's going to be in your ears, it's part of your body, it's part of you growing up. So when I was born,
I was born with my fingers clenched
as if I was holding the xylophone sticks. And that was a sign that I'll be a xylophone player. According to my mother, when I was
2 years old, I could pick up the sticks and play something really good.
And play something, and play really, something
really good. Really good. Really good.
From this house that us were sitting, I was the only musician born. And when I was a young boy, like 7, 8 years, we used to go out for moonlight dancing. And that's where I hear a lot of the music in the night, and I just pick up doing it. The guy I call my xylophone father was a xylophone maker and a player himself, and his house was just right there. So I'll go there, play the instruments, and that's how I learned how to build the instruments and all that. The whole thing started here when I was like 10 years old. 10 years old. 10 years old. So I decided to find a job in the city, and every weekend the Dagara people in Accra meet at a place. They dance every Sunday just like they do in my house in Media. That's how I was discovered by the Ghana Dance Ensemble, which is now the National Dance Company of Ghana. In Ghana, music plays a very important role. It plays just a natural or general role as children growing up. All the ceremonies we have, all the rituals we have, music is the central point. Music is the central figure. In the South, when children are born, there are ceremonies they call the outdooring ceremony.
They bring the child out and name the child after 7 days.
They perform that ritual with music. Any social or ritual that takes place, the music is the central point. So music is very, very dominant in our day-to-day life. My father was not a musician, but he loved to hear music and he loved to dance. So when I was growing up, every market day, like I said, we have 6 days in a week. The market day, if tomorrow is falling with Saturday, the next week is going to fall with Friday. So in our village market, which is tomorrow, music is the thing we do. We play music all day and dance. So they have, today is Zena, tomorrow is Bio, the next day is Deyere, you have the Tere, you have the Boro, and the same day is Zanto. People who wanted to go and make business or want to buy something will go to Bilo Market and buy it. Tomorrow is Hine Market, which is this village. Hineteng, the name of this village is called Hineteng. You know, the next village is Chebogo, which is like half a mile from here. This kind of culture changed a lot of Americans, because Americans want to have too much. If we watch during the whole funeral ritual, the children were around, they hear the music. That's how they pick it up when they grow up. And the instruments are always available for them to play in their houses, and then they grow up and be players. And they hear it when they hear it, and they have the gift of being musicians. That's how they become musicians, by just playing when they're young. Yeah, the purpose of the Dagara Music Center is to portray the culture of the Dagara people, because the Dagara people are one of the minority tribes in Ghana. If you want to hear traditional music in Ghana, it's all about drums. I had this dream of building the Dagara Music Center where I can teach the Dagara xylophone music and teach the culture of the people and let them learn how to eat our food.